So I want to talk about a concept called backwards Facebook objectives. And if you're running ads, this is definitely something you may want to test out. So generally what people do when running ads is they do more of a front end approach, right? So they will optimize on the front end for something like leads or even traffic or even engagement. And then they will retarget with a website conversion, like a purchase objective. And that can 100% work. And the benefit to doing that is the traffic you generate on the front end is much, much cheaper than if you tried to optimize for the purchase on the front end. So for example, if you are optimizing for, let's say, link clicks, your CPMs could be like $1 or $2, meaning you're only going to pay like, you know, $2 for every 1,000 impressions, and you probably can get link clicks for like 10 cents. Now, the bad part is that you're optimizing for link clicks, not for purchase. So it's a lot of quote unquote junk traffic. But the model would then be to then run retargeting to that big audience of traffic and optimize for the purchase, right? But what I want to talk about is kind of the backwards approach is basically, let's say you're running traffic. What I like to do is run traffic to like a blog post, is optimize for the intent that you ultimately want. So even though they can't, like, let's say, purchase from the blog post, I mean, I guess technically they could click through and buy, you optimize for the purchase. And what that does is it means that the traffic you're getting is people that Facebook has as likely to purchase. So it means you're having your traffic's going to be more expensive, but it's also going to be higher quality traffic. And then when you retarget, you don't have to optimize for website conversions and the purchase objective because you already did that on the front end. So for your retargeting, you can optimize for really anything you want. You can do reach, you can do traffic, link clicks, landing page views, engagement, because the people that you're running those retargeting ads to are people that have already basically, you know, been come to your site from the purchase objective, right? So you're optimizing for the purchase objective on the front end to bring in that traffic. But then when you retarget, you can retarget with different objectives to maximize your reach, like engagement, link clicks, landing page views, because you know that that pool, that audience you're retargeting to is already meets that purchase objective criteria because of the front end ad you ran. All right, so hopefully that all makes sense to you. So basically, the way most people do it is they will use cheaper objectives like link clicks, landing page views for their initial ads, and then retarget with website conversions. What I'm saying to do is to start backwards, optimize for that intent, that purchase, and then retarget with things like link clicks, engagement, and basically that'll enhance your reach, and you're running those retargeting ads to people that have come from the purchase objective.